Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, January 26th. Currently, with freezing fog, it is 25 degrees. The humidity is 96%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 30.13. The dew point is 24 degrees, and the current visibility is 1/4 mile. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. A Coffeyville man lost his life in a weekend car accident near Joplin. Julio Flores has more.
63-year-old Jim Bradshaw was traveling in I-44 when he suffered what authorities are calling a medical event, causing his vehicle to leave the roadway. The vehicle struck a roadside and then overturned. Bradshaw was taken to a nearby hospital where he was pronounced dead. A passenger in Bradshaw's vehicle was uninjured. I'm Julio Flores.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is looking into a case of an officer-involved shooting involving the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office and Wichita Police Department. The suspect stole a vehicle at knife point from a roommate in the 100 block of South Ridge Road in Wichita. A chase ensued and ended a few blocks east of Interstate 135 at Harry and Green Street, where the suspect ran into a home. He was shot and killed after threatening officers. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation will continue to manage the case. And it's a road playoff game for the Chiefs, the sixth straight conference championship game for Kansas City at Baltimore on Sunday. This is Kansas Information Network News.
John Deere utility tractors from Prairieland Partners are the perfect match for any chore on your property, farm, or ranch. These tractors are the ideal blend of versatility and value. From working livestock to snow removal, for hay producers, municipalities, and property owners, these tractors bring the power and versatility so you can haul, mow, bale, feed, and maintain your property. Visit them online or stop by any Prairieland Partners location to test drive one today.
Delivering the right solution. Prairieland Partners.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at Easter.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. In Kansas, Senate Bill 142 aims to boost punishment for drivers ignoring the move-over law. Under current law, drivers are required to move over or slow down when they see law enforcement or emergency responders with their lights flashing on the side of the road. And if they don't, they only get a warning. They don't get a ticket. However, a proposed bill would change that. National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund data shows 40 officers across the country died in vehicle crashes in 2022, with 16 of those officers hit while standing outside of their cars. And Kansas troopers report that many of the crashes involving law enforcement officers are preventable. The bill would increase punishment for Kansas drivers who do not move over or slow down for emergency vehicles who are stopped on the side of the road. If passed, it would fine drivers $400. If they cause a crash that injures law enforcement officers, firefighters, or EMS workers, they could be charged with a felony and face a $1,000 fine, and that would jump to $7,500 if a first responder was killed. The bill has been passed by the Senate Transportation Committee and now heads to the full Senate. According to a statement from his office, U.S. Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas sent a letter to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives Director Stephen Dettelbach this week, expressing concern for the conduct and intent of ATF agents auditing Kansas firearm license holders. In the letter, Senator Marshall stated that many federal firearm license holders in Kansas have documented instances where ATF agents have revoked their licenses over several unintentional filing errors. So Senator Marshall's letter urges ATF agents to find ways to work with Kansas gun owners to correct clerical errors and keep them in business. Senator Marshall was joined in his letter by Kansas delegation members Tracy Mann, Ron Estes, and Jake LaTurner. Glenn R. Braun, Chief Judge of the 23rd Judicial District, has announced that he will not be seeking re-election in 2024. Braun took the bench in 2012 and has been the chief judge since 2016. He previously served as the president of the State Bar Association, a commissioner on the Kansas Racing and Gaming Commission, and is presently chairman of the Kansas Supreme Court Specialty Court Committee. As well as other numerous local and state board and committees he served during his 42-year legal career. Judge Braun stated in an email that it's been his honor to serve the good citizens of Ellis, Rooks, Trigo, and Gove counties as judge, and a privilege to work with the dedicated staff at each of the courthouses. Judge Braun's term ends in January of 2025. The State Library of Kansas and the National Federation of the Blind, or NFB, the transformative membership organization of blind Americans, announced that the Kansas Talking Books program will sponsor and administer the NFB Newsline service in Kansas. NFB Newsline is a free audio and braille service that provides access to over 500 publications, including national, state, and international newspapers. And the service also includes magazines, TV listings, retail ads, job listings, and breaking news sources. The service is designed to make printed information accessible to blind and print-disabled individuals. The Kansas Talking Books program, which is part of the State Library of Kansas, provides free library services to Kansans who cannot read standard print due to a visual or physical disability. And the program offers a wide range of books and magazines in audio and braille formats, as well as playback equipment and accessories. By adding NFB Newsline to its portfolio of services, the Kansas Talking Books program will enable its patrons to access current and reliable information from local and national sources using a variety of methods, including touch-tone telephone, website, an iOS mobile app, and Amazon Alexa smart speakers. NFB Newsline subscribers can also download publications to a digital talking book player or a compatible device. To learn more about NFB Newsline, you can visit nfb.org/NFB Newsline. And to sign up for the service, you can contact the Kansas Talking Books Program at 800-362-0699 or visit kslib.info/talking. In Nebraska news, on Friday, just after midnight, authorities in Nebraska were warned by Kansas law enforcement that a person driving a stolen Mercury Milan was heading their way as Kansas officials were in pursuit of the vehicle along 281 and about to hit the state line. Webster County Sheriff's deputies soon spotted the vehicle and took over the pursuit. The stolen Mercury made its way across Webster County and into Franklin County, where more deputies joined in the chase, and the pursuit soon entered Harlan County. Eventually, a Harlan County deputy was able to deploy stop sticks and bring the sedan to a stop, and authorities reported that the driver then got out and fled on foot into a field. It took a thermal drone and help from a canine to track the subject, and the driver was identified as 19-year-old Silas Cooper from Mount Airy, North Carolina. The Franklin County Sheriff's Department reported that he was arrested on charges that includes willful reckless driving, flight to avoid arrest, theft by unlawful taking, and obstructing a peace officer. Cooper is now lodged in Harlan County Jail. A UNK football player charged in connection to an assault that occurred around the same time as a series of shootings and a stabbing has taken a plea deal. Buffalo County District Court records show that UNK football player 23-year-old Xavier Delk pled no contest on Monday to one count of third-degree assault, and in exchange for his plea, the charge was reduced from first-degree assault. Details regarding the incident remain undisclosed as the supporting affidavit for the arrest warrant has been sealed. However, according to the arrest warrant, the assault occurred during the same time frame as a series of shootings and one stabbing that happened in Kearney, where a group of UNK football players were present. Court records show Delk is also connected to an incident on the same day where 19-year-old Marvin Zuniga assaulted him with a dangerous instrument. Zuniga has been charged in Buffalo County District Court with one count of second-degree assault, and his next court date is scheduled for Friday. The Buffalo County Attorney, Sean Etherton, declined to provide further information on the case, as it's currently unknown if the series of violent acts are connected. Delk is set to appear in Buffalo County District Court for sentencing at 10:30 a.m. on February 28th. Court records say that part of the plea agreement includes that prosecutors will not oppose a sentencing of time served. According to court documents, authorities found methamphetamine and a gun inside a Lincoln home on Tuesday evening. At around 5:50 p.m., the Lincoln-Lancaster County Narcotics Task Force searched a search warrant at a home near 9th and Rose Streets, as investigators had information that 38-year-old Joshua Newts was selling methamphetamine out of his home. Authorities found Newts standing near the garage and took him into custody, and he had 14.5 grams of methamphetamine and $195 in cash on him. And after investigators entered the home, they found 34.7 grams of suspected meth. A revolver, several rounds of ammunition, a digital scale, and other drug paraphernalia. Newts was charged Wednesday with five felonies, including possession of a controlled substance. His bond was set at $400,000, and he must pay $40,000 to be released from jail. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Boys head basketball coach Doug Rusink to update on the team and their upcoming game.
I'm here with head basketball coach Doug Rusink. Coach, last week you were in the semifinals of the Mid-Continent League tournament against Plainville, and a pretty good game for the Blue Jays. Why don't we talk about the Plainville game?
Well, it could be our best overall game to this point. We really had a good offensive showing, and really what happened for us is we had a number of kids kind of step in and score for us, which is kind of what we have needed. They played off some kids, and we did some different rotations, and we had some kids make shots, and we had a lot of guys score, which really made us a lot better basketball team on the offensive end. And then we've been playing pretty well defensively, and we played pretty well defensively against these guys, and kind of took care of business on that end of the floor, and it turned out to be a fairly easy one for us.
Then it was to the finals where you take on the Phillipsburg Panthers, and a loss there in the Mid-Continent League finals. But what do you think about the Blue Jay play?
Well, we're disappointed. You know, we're disappointed in how we played, and it's a bad matchup for us because of their size and their overall size, and we just didn't feel like our kids played very well defensively. We just got manhandled inside, and we didn't keep them off the offensive glass, and you know, on the other end, we just had trouble. You know, the night before we really played well, and you know, offensively, and we just couldn't make shots and really didn't execute offense very well and tried to force tough shots, you know, all the way through. And it just kind of snowballed on us once those things kind of happened. And so, you know, it wasn't a very good result, especially in the first half. And, you know, we just talked about to our kids at halftime about competing and, you know, being competitors. And I don't know that we played a whole lot better in the third quarter, but, you know, we kind of upped our pressure and upped our intensity a little bit, and I think we got after them a little bit. And finally, we started making some shots, and we were down big, you know, and almost 20 points. But our kids really – the thing is, our kids fought back, you know. We got to hand it to them for that. They kept competing and got ourselves really in a position to tie the game up at the end. So we were pleased with that aspect of things, but we were very disappointed in how we played overall. And we've obviously got to get a lot better inside, because people can take care of us there. We've got to get better on the boards, and if we can do that, we can kind of compete better down the road.
Now it's against Ellis, a team that you haven't played at this time yet, but what do you know about that Ellis squad?
Well, they're a scary team to me. They haven't won a lot of games, but they've competed well against good people. They're a little bit like TMP coming in here. They've got really good guards, and they're young guards. And, you know, they've probably been somewhat inconsistent making shots, but, you know, they're very, very capable of doing that. And they got a couple of kids that can really, really score, but they're just young kids, and we've got to do a good job on them and take care of business there. But on the other end, they're a zone team where they've shown that they're going to play zone, and honestly, we haven't seen a lot of zone. And so, you know, the execution of our zone offense is going to be key, and making shots will be key. But I do think, you know, if we get better on the boards and, you know, kind of handle things inside, that we have a great opportunity to win the game. But I can guarantee it will not be an easy one.
And a junior varsity will get back into action?
Yeah, it'll be good. You know, they haven't played for a while, and it's just we don't have any C team, just a JV game. They don't have a lot of kids at Ellis, but it should be a quality game because I think some of their varsity kids will probably rotate down there a little bit. So be a good game for our JV kids, and be good to see them get back on the floor.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best of luck when you host Ellis this Friday night at Stoll Gymnasium. Reporting for KQNK, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Rusink, and good luck to the boys' basketball team in their games tonight. Laura L. Craig passed away on Thursday, January 18th, at the Ambie home in Norton at the age of 81. Massive Christian burial will be held tomorrow, Saturday, January 27th at 11 a.m. at the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Norton, with Father Matthew Cohen officiating. Burial will follow at the Mount Hope Cemetery in Almena. Prior to the service, a rosary will be held today, Friday, January 26th, at the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church at 9:30 a.m. Memorial contributions may be made to Hospice Services Incorporated or the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church, and Olive Bobby Memorial Chapel is in charge of the arrangements. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have barbecue beef, homemade bun, corn, sweet potato french fries, pineapple chunks, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken nuggets, fruit, and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there'll be areas of dense fog between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. and widespread dense freezing fog, mainly before 10 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy with a high near 38 and a northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. For tonight, areas of fog between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m., widespread dense freezing fog mainly before 2 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with the low around 25 and a northeast wind around 5 miles per hour. On Saturday, it should be partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny with the high near 50. On Saturday night, mostly clear with the low around 22. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 57. And on Sunday night, mostly clear with the low around 31. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday it should be sunny with a high near 61. On Tuesday, sunny with the high near 61. On Wednesday, sunny with the high near 61. And on Thursday, mostly sunny with the high near 60. Currently, with freezing fog, it is 25 degrees. The humidity is 96%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 30.13. The dew point is 24 degrees. And the current visibility is 1/4 mile. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is excited to announce that we will host our 75th annual meeting at the St. Francis of Assisi Parish Hall in Norton, Kansas on March 18th, 2024, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Supper and prizes will be provided to those in attendance. Reservations can be made by calling the office at 785-877-5191 by March 13th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. The Chiefs will make their final on-field preparations for the AFC Championship today. On Sunday, they will most likely be without defensive tackle Derek Nnadi, who's still dealing with the tricep injury, and Joe Tooney, who's dealing with the pec strain. It appears defensive back Mike Edwards will clear concussion protocol. If Willie Gay's neck doesn't stiff up, he'll play on Sunday. And Isaiah Pacheco, who's got a lower leg injury, he'll be good to go as well when the Chiefs play the Ravens Sunday at 2 p.m. You can watch that game on CBS. Over to the hardwood, number 7, Kansas travels to Ames to take on number 23 Iowa State tomorrow at 12:30 on CBS. Kansas State plays number 4 Houston tomorrow at 11 a.m. on ESPN. Wichita State will once again try to get its first win this season in the American when it hosts SMU Sunday at 2 p.m. on ESPN2. Over to the women's side, number 4 Kansas takes on BYU tomorrow at 4 p.m. Kansas does battle with Oklahoma at 6 p.m. and Wichita State hosts Florida Atlantic at 5 p.m. All three games will air on ESPN+. KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner. Child.
Parent. Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
Hospital and Medical Clinic are your partners in making health a priority in the new year. Team up with your primary care provider to tackle concerns, plan preventative screenings, and elevate your overall well-being. From family and internal medicine to emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, and rehabilitation, we've got you covered at every stage of life. Discover our services and meet our dedicated team online. Your journey to a healthier you starts here.
We have just been informed that there is a little kitten that has been found at the credit union. It's a tiger stripe kitten, female, about 6 months to a year old. Very nice little kitty. Came right up to him when they opened up this morning. And they just want to make sure that if this kitty has a home, that it gets home. You can call 785-877-5191, or you can stop by the credit union if this is your kitty. And once again, this is a little tiger stripe kitten, 6 months to a year old, female. She was found at the credit union when they were opening up this morning. Very friendly. 785-877-5191, or you can stop by the credit union.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like three.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Good morning. Once again, we have a dense fog advisory covering nearly the entire state. The exception is extreme northwest Kansas. Dense fog continues through at least early this afternoon, keeping visibilities around a quarter of a mile. This is due to this main trough of low pressure rotating into the panhandle region of Oklahoma and Texas. It will make its way into the central part of the U.S. by tonight. Rain chances continue across central and eastern Kansas today, this evening, and overnight into Saturday morning. By tomorrow night, High pressure builds in with a clearing sky. Sunshine may return by Sunday with a warming trend into next week. Decreasing clouds today with a high in the mid-40s in northwest Kansas. North central Kansas, freezing fog this morning with today's high in the upper 30s. Upper 30s as well in northeastern Kansas. Southwestern Kansas, areas of rain today with a high in the low 40s. South central Kansas, drizzle this morning with a high in the mid-40s. Rain in southeastern Kansas with a high 48. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, wow, it was a wild day yesterday. Once we saw the rally going, and it really upped as far as what these cash prices ended up being, up to 177 in the northern plains, was 176 to 177, but that also boosted southern plains where it got to 174 to 175 in that market. Might pull back just a hair today. Now, on the hog side, it was higher as well, although it gave up a little bit at the end of the day, so we might see just a hair weakness there. Overnight grain trends, wheat futures down 5, the new crop though down 10, corn futures down 4, and soybean futures down about 9 cents. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.